On NPR recently, there was a rather extensive investigative report done which talked about an overwhelming number of opiates being prescribed by VA medical centers across the country, including St. Louis. St. Louis not in the top tier, but relatively close to it. What can you tell us about that and why this is going on and what's being done about it?
I can tell you it's not just the VA. It's a national epidemic. You mentioned that I had been here for a year.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I was in the military for 34 years. I was the commanding officer of the Naval Hospital in Jacksonville, Florida. Northern Florida, northeastern Florida, was called one of the pill mill capitals of the world. Opiate narcotic abuse, prescription medication abuse is a national phenomenon. And actually, President Obama has actually declared a war on this process. We have a very active program where we take each one of our patients that come in, we scrutinize what they're doing, we look at the medications they're on. Often our patients come in with 20, 30 different medications, and we try to reduce that to the minimum number. We also offer alternative therapies for pain, you know, psychosocial type alternatives, physical therapy. Just the simple understanding that narcotics don't necessarily treat pain. They make you feel better, but they don't treat it. And that, you're injured and you're going to have pain the rest of your life. How do we help you live with that? We actually had one of our researchers, Dr. Scherer, just recently published an article linking opiate use to depression. And as you know, in veterans, it's a very relevant problem for us with PTSD and depression and suicides. And so we take all those things seriously. And we not only do the research, we do the clinical functions.
Yeah, well, part of this investigative report certainly indicated that distribution of these particular medications seemed to be connected with an elevated suicide rate, which is obviously a disaster.
Absolutely. It's a national crisis. VA is taking a lead on trying to be one of those organizations that is responsibly managing those. You know, we don't want our veterans to be in pain. Absolutely not. But we also don't want them to be addicted or to be going down a pathway that will lead to social destruction.